Blog Talk Radio.
Reese,
and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye, a simple, historical bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You see, there are a lot of Bibles that here and about. You know, the Catholic got the Duvet Bible, you know. And here's the deal with these situations. A lot of people have stolen what they can, historically speaking, from the Hebrew people. And they've stolen what they can to utilize to exercise control and power over others. You know, the Philistines tried to do it once when they took the Ark of the Covenant. You know, it didn't work out very well for them when they did that. So that's why it's important for you to get a simplistic understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. No, I am not a theologist. I'm not a theologian. But I do have common sense. And I'm led by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And be that as it may, because I'm led by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, I have a somewhat better understanding of the dynamics of worldwide relationships and how they have stolen from the Hebrew Israelites people and stolen, tried to utilize control over people by virtue of their theft. And it won't be the first time either. As I said, the Philistines tried that. It didn't work out too well for them. And I don't suspect modern time it's not going to work out too well in the long run for them also. So that's why it's good for you to have a simplistic understanding, a fundamental understanding of Yah, the Almighty, I am who I am, so you can tap into his resources. See, these colleges don't offer you what the Real Talk for Real People show. See, the Real Talk for Real People show, we cannot issue you a diploma, but we can put you in touch with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub by simply giving you an understanding, simply giving you framework and perimeters and guidelines in order to reconnect or connect in some cases, so you can have a better understanding and a better relationship where you're directed and ordered by him, and also where you're protected by him also. So the Real Talk for Real People show, no, we are not a theologian college, and I am not a theologist. Cottrell is not a theologist, but we are men, and in some cases, as far as Aviar is concerned, women who love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we want to know the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us the Almighty. And so therefore, what we do know, we do share with you. And if we don't know it, we won't share it with you. And as I said, you know, there's a lot of Bibles out there. But be that as it may, there's only one truth. And we're going to get to the bottom of that truth and how that relationship works for you and how it should work for you if you understand the dynamics of that relationship with Yah. And if you understand that the workings of that compares you or leads you in the direction to have a constructive and positive relationship with one another, your brothers and sisters, and also with strangers, different nations who have the intent on trying to get along with you. All nations don't have an intent on trying to get along with you. So that's on you. If you want to turn the other cheek, that's on you. But all nations don't have any intention, none whatsoever, trying to get along with you, okay? And we're going to prove that also. But before we get into our studies, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. Tanzania has its first woman president. And seems like she's trying to do the best she can with what she has. And we like to extend our gratitude for her. We understand women are just intelligent men. Men are knuckleheads. Some men are knuckleheads. And some women are knuckleheads. But it seems like this woman is quite intelligent. You know, Queen Sheba proved that out. All women are not stupid, just like all men are not smart. So in reference to the president of Tanzania, we like to extend our congratulations. And the Igbo tribe of Nigeria, the leaders of the Igbo tribe, one of the leaders of the Igbo tribe was recently jailed because of its association with those in Israel who are saying they're Israelites. leading these people astray and trying to get them into conflict with the Nigerian government. And so the people that said they are Israelites were sent back to Israel after being detained by the Nigerian government. And the Igbo leader was detained and recently been released. My suggestion to him is that he connect with others of his brothers and sisters, universally speaking, perhaps someone in these United States of America who can help direct him so he can get a understanding of what's really going on. Because it seems that the brother is totally confused about everything. I've seen some of the tape on some of the brothers and sisters in the Igbo tribe and Nigeria, and I do have my concerns. Yes, I believe they are Hebrew Israelites, but if you're led wrong, you do wrong. And so I do have my concerns in that regard. And I offer my prayers to the Most High for them. And the situation in Ethiopia Tigray is still escalating for the worst. As I said, it takes 100 lorries, sort of like a 100 U-Haul pickup truck every day to feed the women and children and those that are in distress in their country because of the conflict. The upper region of Ethiopia, I believe that those are brothers and sisters also. So I extend our prayers for those in the northern region of Ethiopia. And in Greece, the island, one of the islands of Greece has been evacuated because of the fire is extensive. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So my prayers, Most High willing, for those in Greece. More international news. Last but not least, I'm going to get into national news. The Taliban resurgence. They've taken over 5 towns in Iran, and they have targeted journalists, women, activists, and so on and so forth. The Taliban, the name means student. I don't know what they're a student of, but they're certainly a student of violence and mistreatment and domination of children and women. Yes, they said that Afghanistan is the worst place for a child to grow up in. And what I know about it, I have to concur with the matter. They have little regard for children and their education, and certainly in regards for women and children, girls, and their education. They believe in keeping dumb, pregnant, and chained to the stove in the kitchen. And so, I don't know what to say about them. But America has its hand in the matter because of the fact if America wasn't going to stay with those people, they should have never assisted them in the first place. 20 years later, now you're getting the hell out of Harlem. And you're leaving them, because you know those guys, they're not prepared to fight against these religious people, the Taliban, the students in Afghanistan, so the people, especially the children, are at risk. And so, the Most High willing, as far as he's concerned, my prayers for the children and the women of Afghanistan. You know, you don't treat women and children just like that, your own nation of women and children. But, you know, we have a history of ourselves of mistreating our women and children also. And it goes without question in our so-called hoods. And the evidence don't lie. You can get mad at me all you want to. It makes no never mind to me. But the evidence doesn't lie. Some of our girls are being missing and ain't nobody looking for them. We're killing each other and shooting each other and so on and so forth. And don't nobody seem to care. And but when a white police officer do it, we're all irate about the situation. But when we do it among ourselves, it seems where's Al Sharpton? Where's Ben Crump? Seems like everybody sounded like crickets. When the continued mistreatment and domination and killing of ourselves by ourselves. I mean, we have set the bar low in our communities, and we should reset that bar and reset that bar very high in our community. And nationally speaking, Cuomo said he's ready. He ran up, ready to fight. He's looking for a fight. He don't give a damn at who said what they said about him. So it goes without saying. And El Presidente, Ron DeSantis, Florida. His governing policies are dumb and dumber. And my prayers for the brothers and sisters who are under the mandate of this imbecile in Florida. My prayers to the brothers and sisters in Florida. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my brother and dear friend on. And welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. We love you. We're happy that you come to study with us and to have conversation, interaction, relationships. And that's what it should be about. See, we don't know nothing about no relationship because we've been miseducated in this Western Hemisphere and sadly miseducated and tragic. As I said, in reference to the way we treat our women and children in the so-called hood. So it's very tragic. So let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, a fellow Lee student, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Blessings to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
You said a mouthful, man. I don't even know where to start.
Pick up the pieces.
Cuomo, DeSantis, Al and Ben, Taliban.
Yeah.
Greece is on fire.
Yeah.
People with big race suffering.
Yeah.
The Igbo tribe is suffering.
In Nigeria, right?
The stolen legacy, though. It's funny because I was speaking to my daughter. She wants to be a lawyer. And I was telling her that should be like secondhand to you because you've been studying scripture or the Bible for a long time.
Right.
And it's really based on history and law.
Right.
And when you go into the courts, you have the authority because they swear on the foundation of our nation, which is the Bible.
Right.
The Bible is the foundation in the history of the nation of Israel. So
right.
when they swear in courts or when they swear on the Bible to become politicians, senator, congressman, president, when they swear on the Bible, they're actually leaning on our foundation and using it against us to oppress us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know those things because we need to take back what belongs to us by divine right. And the fact that they're using our substance in a wrong manner against us should be alarming.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is more historic, more of a historic book than a religious book. And we see that the Western powers have turned it into a religious book. But from what we've read, we haven't come across any religion, have we?
No.
Mm-mm. It's more historical about the nation of Israel.
Right.
And not only did they steal a book, there's a people on the planet that have stolen our identity completely.
Exactly.
And posses, claiming that they are us. So the question is, will the real children of Israel, the nation of Israel, please stand up? Because we have to stand up as a nation. And we've been miseducated by these deceivers. Cuomo was a hero when the pandemic first broke out, right?
Exactly.
New York Governor Mario Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And,
Andrew Cuomo.
His father's name is Mario. He was a governor for a while.
Uh-huh.
And he got a family legacy that he's basically disgracing.
Exactly.
Because, all the heroic work that he did in the public eye, behind the scenes, he's a beast.
Yeah.
Grabbing on women. And he's like 2 years younger than me and you. What are you doing grabbing on women?
What you say, Katria? Grabbing on women.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump. He older than both of us. Donald Trump. Dirty old man.
Yeah.
But that's their culture.
Right.
Putting their people have free reign to grab on the bodies of our sisters for hundreds of years. Rape them, abuse them. And once that slavery stopped, how do you stop that impulse?
Well, it's kind of hard for you to stop that behavior. I mean, it's like going from zero, from 100 to zero, just like that. I mean, you're going to abuse somebody. If you've been abusing women, our women, and they say you can't do it no more, well, you're going to abuse your women. Because it just doesn't stop like that, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right about that. But I'm interested.
That's why the balance cartel, it's hard for them to stop doing what they do. I wasn't surprised about the insurrection in D.C. because these people have been doing the very same thing to us for hundreds of years. And so to ask them to stop being rebellious and insurrectionist is ludicrous. As long as the government didn't turn on them, they didn't turn on the government. And so whenever they thought the government turned against them, they did what they do. They've always been doing that. They've been doing that to us ever since we've been brought here, buck naked and in chains. So it comes as no shock to me, and it shouldn't come as a shock to you.
Yeah.
Not
so
you, Patrick. I know you know.
Serial rapists.
Right.
Mass murderers. Because they got post-traumatic slave syndrome, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. The effects of slavery affect them, too,
in a
negative way.
Yeah, somebody said, telling you it's okay for you to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, how you want to do it, then all of a sudden they said, no, you got to turn that off. You got to stop all that. No, they don't stop. It don't stop like that, player.
How do you challenge that energy that you had?
Exactly. Well, you never should play with, just like the Taliban situation, going back internationally, just like the Taliban situation. You just can't turn it off, bro. Whatever you've been doing, and you're going to keep on doing it. And the Taliban hadn't changed. The Sunnis, which what they call themselves, that is the definition of the word Taliban, Sunnis. Them Sunnis ain't learned nothing. They learned what they learned, and that's all they learned, and that's what they know, and that's what they do.
So I'm going to show you a coincidence. 20 years ago, America went into Afghanistan looking for, what's his face? Osama bin Laden, right?
Osama bin Laden.
They wasn't really concerned about the people of Afghanistan, were they?
No, not really.
And proof is in the pudding. What they were really concerned with in Afghanistan is the poppy plant. Is the plant that produces heroin and all those other opioids that America all of a sudden is addicted to.
Right.
So there's a correlation between when America went into Afghanistan under the guise of looking for Osama bin Laden, and they said they found him, but you still up in there.
Right. Right.
And the opioid crisis that's plaguing America right now.
Uh-huh.
So they pulling up their tent.
Obviously, Cottrell and fellow Sunnis, I suspect they made a deal with the Taliban. Keep them poppy plants popping. Keep them poppy plants popping. We ain't got no problem. You can mistreat the little children. You can mistreat the women folk. We don't give a damn. Just keep them poppies popping. So I suspect they made it. They cut a deal. They cut a deal and they cut out.
Like every other nation, they quote unquote went into help. They went into Vietnam. Now you got two Vietnams, North and South.
Right.
They went into Korea. Now you got what? North and South. Any place they go, they divide the people and leave devastation behind.
But see, history should have taught them. Them Afghanis don't play like that. You can't divide them. It's either or ain't. Ain't no half or nothing with them. They fought the Russians. I believe they fought the, I know for a fact they fought the Russians and run the Russians up out of there. And I suspect the British and ran them up out of there. And they ain't divided. They still ain't divided. So, you know, you ought to know the history of the country before you run up in there and think you're going to run something. Apparently, they didn't respect the history of their country. And apparently, they didn't respect the history of Vietnam because Vietnam is not segregated like they wanted to segregate it, North and South Vietnam. It's a united Vietnam because the Vietnamese fought the French and ran their behind up out of there. I suspect they fought the British too and ran them up out of there. So you got to know who you pray. You can't fight everybody the same way. Even Solomon said, King Solomon said that. King Solomon said there's time and place for everything. Everybody, you can't play the same way. Go ahead, brother.
I just got one more question because I didn't see the news report about the Igbo.
Yeah, the Igbo.
They sent some of them back to Israel?
No. Israel had came over. People in Israel had came over. And you know, I don't know what they were doing there with that segment of the Igbos. They were trying to influence them, I believe, from what I heard, from my understanding, to have a separate nation in Nigeria, a nation of Israel in Nigeria. They were trying to encourage that. The Nigerians weren't having none of that. They said,
right.
You know, you Igbo, you can be Igbo, but you're not going to separate yourself to you, nation of Israel, along with that other nation over there, people over there pretending themselves Israelite. No, you ain't going to do that here, okay? And so that's the reason why the so-called Israelites that were there, they, after, I think, 18 days of interrogation, they sent them back to Israel. And the Igbo leader that were entertaining that, they recently just released them after, I think, a month's detention and interrogation.
Well, I know that the country of Israel is trying to join the African Union.
And that may be their toe in. You know, that probably was their means to get into it by getting the Igbo people to separate themselves from Nigeria and said they're an independent nation.
Not just the Igbo, but there are other Israelites in Africa, like the Falasha and the Fanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's Israelites in Rwanda. So they made connections.
There's Israelites, as I said, in Tigray, the northern top of Ethiopia. Those are, I suspect, the Israelites too, and the tip of Ethiopia. So it goes without saying, you know, and I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised in the least bit about trying to influence those people to separate themselves from Nigeria so they can get a toehold in. That's all that is, bro. Yeah, I mean, look here. You from New York, bro. You see game. You see right through game. So like I'm from the South. We see right through game. And what we said, Katja, game recognized game. And so if they're playing game on the Igbo people, we see right through it. You know, especially when you have a bird's eye observation and you know the history of what we had to deal with historically speaking in this country. The game's been played on us. We are the best people to know what game's all about. We are still inundated with their game. So, I mean, so they didn't play every kind of game on us and did some. We see right through it. Okay?
And that's just what it is. It's a game to divide and conquer.
Game. That's what it is.
To divide the people of Nigeria up into fractions so that they fight one another. And while they're fighting, you're taking advantage of the resources.
You know what's up, bro. Come on, man. You're swift, brother. Come on. You students out there, y'all swift. All right, look here, Cartrell. We spent quite a bit of time, fellow students, Cartrell, talking about important subject matter. But the most important subject matter in the world that we need to discuss today, that we came together, is the relationship between Yah, I am who I am, the Almighty. That is the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life. And we're going to delve right into it. And then along with that, that are connected with that, that has a domino effect on a negative scale, if it's not, it's the relationship that we have with one another, as you can see in our so-called hoods, and with strangers, different nations, because we don't really have a constructive and positive relationship with no nations, truth be told. But you can, if that nation want to have a constructive and positive relationship with you. You can't. If you just want to have one with them, if you want to have a constructive and positive relationship with a nation that don't want to have one with you, it's not going to happen. But you can if they want to have one with you. Okay?
All right.
Okay, turn to chapter 13 of Second Chronicles. No, chapter 12. My apologies. Katria, I'm sorry, Katria. You were you done yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And it seems, Katria, once I do the studying on this and you make your commentary, it seems like Sister Hadora is on. I'm going to bring her on right after you make your commentaries on chapter 12. I'm pretty sure she has some commentary to make, okay?
No doubt.
Okay. May the Most High bless us and may he direct us. Because as I see it, I know there's about 30-something Bibles out there. Even the Catholic Church got one. But that don't mean everything that's in them right. People pick and choose what they want to believe in order to support their religion. See, Yah is not a religion. Yah is the creator of all nations. That signifies he ain't separated into anything. Okay, that signifies that he control everything and anybody, wherever they at. So religion means divided up. Yah is not a religion. Yah is a belief system. Yah is a, far as we're concerned, a nation that's chosen by him to follow certain mandates of living, to sign the contract, to agree upon a contract, which is we call the covenant, which is basically a contract. And even though you may nullify that contract, there are certain things in that contract we call the small print. The small print in a contract. Doesn't mean that the contract is over with just because you failed to live up to your part of the contract. It means that there are, within the framework of a contract, that thing called remedies, punishment, to either get you to fall in line or get you to continually be punished by it until you fall in line. Okay? And so that's not a religion. That's a way of living. The Most High gave you a way of living because all these nations that I'm sending you to, they are quicker than a dog's hind leg. Matter of fact, you ain't too right yourself. But I chose you, and that's just that on that. I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to try to get you on the right track. And the only thing you got to do, agree with the contract and follow the mandates of the contract. But unfortunately, we couldn't do that. All right. But we're going to have to one of these days.
Yamsu, they cut your mic off. Yeah, I'm Sue Fardy. If you can hear me, we can't hear you. They cut your mic off. Shalom, shalom, Yamsu. Can you hear me? Can't hear you. Muted and unmuted me.
Cartrell, fellow students. I don't know if you can hear me or not. If you can, give me a text. Abby, give me a text if you hear me. I'm passed in to my telephone. It seems like the alphabet boys and girls do not like the conversation. So you know when they don't like the conversation, you know they undermine the efforts of the show, and I do apologize. But nevertheless, the show will go on. If not today, I'm going to keep continue trying to get on because I can't hear sound. I mean, all the studio, I don't know if I'm talking or not. I don't know. I can't hear anything. If I punch Cartrell in, I couldn't hear him say anything. So just bear with us. Okay. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Abia. Well, see, here's how it's going to go then. Since I can't hear anything, thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Abia. Since I can't hear anything that you brothers and sisters will be saying, I'm going to continue to show them. But Cartrell won't be making his commentary today, and nor will he give us a beautiful song of King Darwin. Because I can't hear anything. And so be that. I mean, so I wouldn't know when Cartrell made a comment or whatnot. So I'm telling, I'm totally in the dark. And but here's what the Most High is leading. And I do apologize, Sister Hedora. I was looking forward to bringing you on. As I said, you know, when you be hitting them hard, they hit you back hard. But we ain't gonna stop hitting. We're gonna continue doing what we're doing. Apparently, we must be telling the truth. The truth hurts, and I doesn't it. So I'm gonna have to go and back into the studio, get my map, get the word, and I'll be right back. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm back, and bear with me. Okay. Chapter 12, the Most High blesses. When King Rehoboam was firmly established, he grew strong. And here's the mistake he did, like we do now. He abandoned the teaching of Yah. He and all Israel with him. And not only did he abandon, he needed company. You know, as the old saying goes, misery loves company. He needed company. He encouraged the brothers and sisters of the nation to do like I do. And it seems that the dynamic of that forest relationship still goes on in our community. Ain't nobody trying to tell nobody to do what's right as far as y'all is concerned. Do what I do. In the fifth year of King Hoboam, King Shishak, study him in your, go to Google and look up Shishak. Look just like us. And matter of fact, they did look like us before Hollywood whitewashed. King Shishak, a Mizraim, marched against Jerusalem, for they had trespassed against the Elohim. So the Elohim made so they could be attacked with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horsemen, and innumerable troops who came with him from Mizraim, Libyans, Shukites, and Cushites. They all look alike. He took the fortified towns of Yehuda and advanced on Jerusalem. The prophet Shemaiah came to King Rehoboam and the officers of Yehuda, who assembled in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, thus said Yah, you have abandoned me. He said the reason why what's happening to you is happening to you, just like today. You have abandoned me. So I am abandoning you to Shishak, Pharaoh. When the officers of Israel and the king humbled themselves and declared, okay, all right. He right. We broke the contract. The Elohim is in the right. We done broke this contract. So Yah saw that they had submitted. The word of Yah came to Shemaiah. He saw that they right. They said, all right, they got their mind right. So they submitted. I'm a bag off. That's written in this contract. I got to love them. I got to hear them. I got to listen to them. And they got their mind right. And that's built into the contract, in the relationship, the dynamics. And so he heard. You have abandoned me, so I'm abandoning you to Pharaoh. Then the officers of Israel and the king humbled themselves and declared, the Elohim is in the right, according to the contract. When Yah saw that they had submitted, the word of Yah came to the prophet Shemaiah, saying, since they have humbled themselves, I will not destroy them, but will grant them some measure of deliverance, some relief. And my wrath will not be poured out on Jerusalem through Shishak, the Pharaoh of Mizraim. They will be subject to him, and they will know the difference between serving me and serving the kings of, okay, here's the difference. All right, I'm not going to annihilate them, but I'm going to show them the difference between serving me, the Elohim, and serving other nations. And we all know how that's working out for us, right? Universally speaking, right? Not very well, is it? As you can see, they can undermine your television show, your talk show. Not very rare, right?
Right.
Okay, I ain't lying. King Shishak, Pharaoh of Mizraim, marched against the roof. He took away the treasures of the house of Yah and the treasures of the royal palace. He took away everything. He took away the golden shields that King Solomon had made. King Rehoboam had bronze shield substitutes made in their place. We always got poor substitutes, right? We try to change Yah, and we got poor substitutes and rulership, different nations. Now here he is, changing gold shields for bronze. Man, how we have reduced ourselves for poor leadership and a poor substitute for gold shields. We don't change very much, do we? It's in the DNA, brothers and sisters. King Rehoboam had made bronze shields made in their place and entrusted them to the officers of the guard as if they were something special, who guarded the entrance to the royal palace. Whenever the king entered the house of Yah, the guards would carry him, these bronze shields, not the gold ones, poor substitute, and bring them back to the armory of the guards like they're something special. And we're still the same way, poor substitutes. After he had humbled himself, the anger of Yah was averted, and he did not destroy them entirely in Yehuda. 2, good things were found. King Rehoboam grew strong in Jerusalem. He gave him respite, and he exercised his kingship. King Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. The city the Elohim had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes, to establish his name there, not a religion. This king's mother name was Nama. She was a Mumnite. That's why the most I tell y'all about messing with folks ain't your kind. And he said that for a reason. He's listening who this man's mother was to give you some idea where his mind was. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And he said, don't intermarry with the Philistines, and surely the Ammonites and Moab, I can't vote. You know, they wouldn't write. We still do. He did what was wrong. Why?
for he had not set his heart to seek Yah. Man, you got to have your mind and heart set to seek Yah. If you're setting your heart to seek popularity, if you're setting your heart to seek money, if you're setting your heart to seek the finer women in the world or the finest men in the world, if you're women, you got your heart, you got your mind on the wrong thing. You got to seek in this relationship the confinements, the perimeters, and the guidelines of this relationship, the sidelines of this relationship within the sidelines. He mandates that you seek me first and foremost before you seek anybody. I always do that. Now, I love Contrera. You better believe it. I love Avion. You better believe it. I love Sister Adora. You better believe it. But I don't go to them first and foremost. And they better not come to me because ain't nothing I can do for them. That's putting your heart. No, I can give them some good advice. But I would suggest first and foremost that they go to Yah, get their mind right with Yah. Then come back wrapped in. But Yamsu can't do anything for himself. Just like a lot of you brothers and sisters out there, y'all can't do nothing for yourself. But you try to fake the funk like you can. And see, this king made that very mistake that we're making today. And it said, for he had not set his heart to seek Yah. The deeds of King Rehoboam, early and late, are recorded in the chronicles of the prophet Shemaiah and the prophet Iddo, the seer, in a matter of genealogy. There was continual war between King Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the 10 tribes against the 2. King Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of Dawud, King Dawud. His son Abijah succeeded him as king. It seems like, brothers and sisters, in the story about these relationships of these kings with Yah, the 10 tribes, Israel, and the 2 tribes with the Levites, Judah, it seems like they're going from bad to worse, from King Dawud, King Solomon, and so on and so forth, and to Abijah right now. Instead of putting Yah first and foremost, which should be in any relationship, and as I said in these studies, this is the most important relationship that you would ever have in your life, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And there are perimeters and guidelines set within that relationship in order for you to go by it. It's just that simple. It's not a religion. It's just like, I have a relationship with you. You got to go by these guidelines. I'm going to be here if you do. If you don't, within this contract, there's repercussions and consequences. It's not a religion, it's a contract. Acknowledge I am who I am. I'm going to run things here. Not you, not other nations. And you can't do what you want to do when you want to do it and how you want to do it. I don't accept it. And you can't bring it to me. I'm not buying it. Unfortunately, some of us seem to think that we can, even today, as I speak, Katria, Aviyah, Sister Dora, even as I speak today. And what is the foregone conclusion of that matter? The evidence speaks for itself. Look at our communities. Look at our relationships with one another. Because they are pivotal and they are dependent upon our relationship with the Creator. The most important relationship that you would ever have in your life. Because if you don't set that relationship right, and you don't maintain the contract within the guidelines and the perimeters of that relationship, it's all hell in a handbasket, a domino effect. From the relationship with Yah, to the relationship with one another, to the relationship with strangers. And if Yah is not the prominent thing in your mind, first and foremost, everything else, as we find out about King Rehoboam, goes to hell in a handbasket real quick. real quick. And that applies to your very own life yourself. Not only King Rehoboam, Yamsu, Abia, Katria, Sisador, if y'all ain't first and foremost, and it goes after you too, fellow students, it goes out for you too. You're not going to get away. And that's why Cartrell and I, we all praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We bring these studies to you to understand the dynamics of a relationship, not a religion. And guidelines and consequences. Then the framework of a covenant contract. It's just that simple. We make everything harder, unfortunately, not good. Well, unfortunately, I can't be my brother and friend on Cartrail because of the alphabet people. But I said this to you, alphabet people. Don't pick the wrong people to play with. See, you would have more problem picking the wrong people to play with than going on about your business. See, you can't mind your own business. See, you got to get another folk business. That's your problem. All business ain't good business. Let me warn you. So I'm going to put this to you. I know this is your radio station. But I'm going to put you to the test. Be very careful who you're playing with. And don't pick us to play with. You've been trying to undermine the Real Talk for Real People show for the longest, but for the last 7 days, you've been on Front Street. You need to back off. And let us do our thing and you do your thing. Ain't that y'all philosophy? Live and let live? That ain't how y'all working it now. Live and let live? Oh, that's y'all philosophy. When you want us to do what you want to do, live and do what we do. Not live and let live. I'm gonna get real with you today on the Real Talk for Real People show. Since you think this is a game, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You think Yah is a game, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't pick up the play with, gentlemen, or ladies, because you don't know what you're really getting into, okay? So I would suggest and advise you to let the Real Talk for Real People show alone and let Kytrell, let Sitador, let Yamsu, let Abiyah, and let the fellow students do our business and mind our own business. And you mind your own business. I strongly advise you to do this. Okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because you can bring more trouble on yourself than this work. Because you're playing with y'all's people. And you think this is a game. Oh, I can undermine you. We run the radio. So you surely can. But can you undermine y'all? Can you stop him from taking your life? Can you stop him from stopping that plague, COVID-19, from running through your little radio station? Stop playing with stuff that you don't really understand what you're getting into. That's my advice to you. Because we're going to do what we do, and you ain't going to stop it. My advice, like you always said, live and let live. Okay? All righty. All right, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High direct and order your steps. May you stop leaning to your own understanding that it's not working for you and it's not pleasant, nor it isn't pretty, and it certainly isn't you. You must have a relationship with God. You must work within the perimeters and guidelines of that relationship. You must have a relationship with one another. You must work within the perimeters and guidelines of that relationship. You must have a relationship with different nations. You must work within the guidelines and perimeters relationship. And all those are pivotal on the first and most important relationship, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I'm going to go to the studio to close out, but I want you to know, Cartrail, Abiyah, and Sister Dora, fellow students, we love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.